Josefina Vilaseca was born in Barcelona, Spain on March the 9th, 1940, in the bosom of a humble family dedicated to farm work. Now, bad luck struck the family very early on when their farm animals died. It was also a difficult time in Spain as the country was slowly getting back to normal after suffering greatly from the Spanish Civil War. Due to economic problems, Josefina, in March of 1952, went to work for the Servants of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which housed a kindergarten for the children of women who worked in a factory. She spent 6 months there, during which she looked after the children and spontaneously explained the catechism to them. It was there in Avignon, where she heard about the powerful testimony of Saint Maria Goretti, who had been recently canonized at the time. Little did she know that her life was about to take a similar turn like that of Saint Maria Goretti. Now, Josefina worked in the convent during the day and spent her evenings with her uncles and cousins at the house of her maternal grandmother. At home, the rosary was prayed every day. Josefina's father, every Sunday after Mass, taught catechism to his children at home, and despite her young age, Josefina was appointed secretary of the female aspirant section for Catholic Action. She was a lovely, sweet, and kind-hearted blonde girl. She drew the attention of all who knew her. That is why it was not surprising that the owner of a farm near her, who was a middle-aged woman named Dolores Guardiola, suggested that she go live with her. After consulting with her parents and with the nuns, Josefina agreed to it. In her new residence, known as La Sala Bernarda, Josefina soon earned everyone's appreciation for her friendliness and how hardworking she was. She had been in a new environment for a month when the owner had to go to the city to do some errands, and she was left alone in the house along with a worker. Jose Garriga Union was a 24-year-old young man who worked as a cowboy. Ever since he met Josefina, he began to develop feelings towards the girl. In the end, he succumbed to low passions in the worst of ways. He took advantage of the absence of all her staff to try and rape her. As was with Saint Maria Goretti, Josefina fought hard to defend her purity. When Jose Garriga knew he wasn't able to get control over Josefina, he repeatedly stabbed her. Despite this, her fragile body did not give away, so he slit her throat twice. Believing she was dead, the assailant left the house. Meanwhile, Josefina was somehow still alive, and with every strength left in her body, she dragged herself out of the house. Shortly after, the owner arrived, and to her horror, she saw Josefina lying in a pool of blood. Using a handkerchief, she tried to stop the bleeding. Neighbors nearby rushed the young girl to the hospital. Her attacker was arrested and put behind bars. For 3 weeks, Josefina fought for her life from a hospital bed, with the same determination with which she had faced her attacker. When they asked her about the incident, she, firm in her faith, would answer with the words of Santa Maria Goretti, "I forgive Jose." While recovering in the hospital, the little girl received communion every day and always asked the Lord for Jose's conversion and repentance. She didn't like to talk about the attack, and she was very ashamed to report the details every time. Testimonies of the incident were collected by Enrique Rubio, who was a journalist for El Caso, which was a Spanish weekly specialized crime news that had a huge following. News of the alleged incident had spread throughout the streets, and many were drawn to the heroic virtue of Josefina. Now, what shocked doctors at the hospital was how the little one not once complained of pain, as she had been operated on without anesthesia. Even when she had her wounds sewn up, the little one only said, "I didn't feel much. I fell asleep." On December the 25th, 1952, Josefina gave her last breath. On the day of the Nativity of the Lord, divine justice intervened. An escort of angels came to take the soul of the martyred girl who had given her life to defend her purity. Although the doctors at the St. Joseph Clinic had performed a couple of surgeries on her, they could not save her life. News of the girl's passing spread far wide, and soon, large crowds of people came to say their last goodbyes to the saint, laying peacefully in a coffin. Even the city council authorized all businesses to remain closed that day so that many could attend the funeral. The population shed heartfelt tears as the funeral procession passed through the streets of Manresa and later through Horta d'Avinyó, the final destination of the procession. girls from Catholic Action, dressed for their first communion, escorted the coffin. She was laid to rest in the small cemetery in her hometown amid stunning silence and emotion. After the last shovelful of the grave diggers, the atmosphere was filled with peace, and everyone present felt a sensation that they had just buried a saint. 5 months later, the Provincial Court of Barcelona was the scene of the trial against José Garriga. And just like with Saint Maria Goretti's assailant, the defendant acknowledged the facts, accepting full responsibility for the crime he committed, and accepted the high penalty that was going to be imposed. He served 55 years in prison, 30 for murder, and 20 for attempted rape. While in prison, it seemed as though Josefina's sacrifice was accepted by the good Lord. José Garriga repented, and after serving his sentence, lived a normal life again. On May the 10th, 1968, the mortal remains of the servant of God were exhumed and placed in the right aisle of the Church of the Assumption in Horta, where it was found that the little one's remains were in a perfect state of preservation, a sign of her sanctity. Servant of God, Josefina Vilaseca, pray for us.
Butterfly wings. He